Folks, welcome back to the DTFH Live. It is such a wonderful thing that you're here with me today. We got so much ground to cover right now and just not enough time to do it. I wish I could compress the entire expanse of time, past, present, future, into the amount of time that they allow us on YouTube. But another censoring aspect of the global elite shadowocracy is that they don't want us to talk forever. They have minimized the amount of time you can do for a YouTube video, and you can't do 700 infinities, which is exactly the amount of time I would need to fully describe what is happening right now on the global, spiritual, and cosmic level. They're all intertwined, as above, so below. Let's start off, though, of course, by talking about one of the great sources of the hypnotic patterns that we are seeing being regurgitated by the masses. We all know it's Taylor Swift. You follow the river upstream. If the water is poison, if the water is giving you diarrhea, cholera, making you sick in any way, in the old days, you would follow that upstream and you would inevitably find the bloated, black and fly-covered carcass of a decomposing dog there in the water, its bulging eyeballs staring into the nothing, into the void, its entrails protruding out of the open gash someone cut in its belly, its little paws no longer prancing along the forest floor, but now part of the Grim Reaper's tapestry. And you take that dog out of the river and you'd wait a day or two, and then you could drink water again without having explosive diarrhea. Similarly, if we are to follow the zeitgeist, the poison in the zeitgeist, the foul vomit that we see every single day, we're all floating. We're floating in a lazy river that somebody took a big fat shit in, and we don't know who, because you can't tell. If you want to shit in the pool, you're more likely to get caught. I wouldn't recommend it, but you ever have to blow out turds, do it in a lazy river because you're moving and they just don't know. And that's the number one way. If you gotta go and you can't get out in time, get out of the pool, get in the lazy river. And we are in a lazy river. The lazy river has been created by the technocrats, the politicians, the corrupt elite media. All of them have trapped us in a Gnostic lazy river, and the inner tubes are made of our delusions, and we're floating around and around in a never-ending circle. Nobody wants to admit it. It's called the cycle of samsara. It's called the infinite cycle of self-induced, self-produced suffering that we all force onto ourselves. And though you might not want to admit it, you're not sticking your finger in someone else's butt and then smelling it and it stinks. You like to believe that you're sticking in your own butt and you're smelling it over and over and over again and pretending that it was in somebody else's asshole. And folks, that's how you suffer. That's what they want. They want to distract you from the fact that you are in an infinite loop in a lazy river known as default consensus reality. It's been constructed for you. Even the language we use is a market language based on transactionalism, which produces an exploitive relationship with our brothers and sisters. And that's just what Hillary Clinton wants. Hillary Clinton has the largest lazy river in America. It surrounds her dark citadel, and she likes to sit in that thing and ride around, and she just cackles and laughs like the witch from the Wizard of Oz, and her neighbors complain because they are so tired of hearing her cackling and laughing out there in that lazy river, the sloshing sound of the jelly. It's not even water in that thing. It's just jelly. She orders over $500,000 worth of Jell-O, and she pours it in the water, and she just knows how to get it just right so it still flows, but it's a slurping sound. It's the sound you hear from the fisting tent at Burning Man, just a goopy, gloppy, lubricated, slopping sound. And the sweet stank of that Jell-O rises up through that neighborhood, and she rides and rides and rides, cackling and cackling, because she knows that's all of us on an inner tube made of our fears, going round and round, afraid to get off like the Truman Show and head on out of the lazy river into a place that is unfamiliar, because humans will choose familiar know you're suffering over unfamiliar joy, which is why we are so inevitably tortured, folks. And if you go up the lazy river, you will find a few pollutants, and the number one of those being Taylor Swift's music. It is the dead, bloated dog in the river of life. It is the foulness of all things. It is the sound of maggots squirming in the bottom of your garbage can after your fucking neighbor threw goddamn dog shit in there, ignoring the fact that you just cleaned them, and now what are you gonna do? It is the sound, the buzzing sound of the locust as it descends upon the field. It's the scrabbling paw of an animal in the burnt wasteland of a forest as its last bits of life flow from its body, and it desperately scratches away, hoping for anything, water, anything. It's the sound just before the meteor hits. It's the sound just before you wake up from a dream that was almost a nocturnal emission. You almost came in your dream, but you were woken up by someone beeping outside. It was your neighbor beeping outside, the very same one who threw dog shit into your trash can. It's the sound of earwax falling out of your ear during a double date. It's the sound of you moaning when you come in 5 seconds later that evening. It's the sound of the wind blowing across an empty plane. And folks, I want to show you my newest music video now. I spent a lot of money on this, everybody. You know I'm a musician. This is my cover of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. Enjoy.
I stay late. Got nothing in my brain. And that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. But I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break, gonna break, break, break. Faker's gonna break, 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 break. Faker's gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. I never miss a beat. I'm lightning on my feet. And that's what they don't see. Mm-mm. That's what they don't see. Mm-mm. I'm dancing on my own. I make the moves up as I go. And that's what they don't know. Mm-mm. That's what they don't know. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop grooving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. But I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreaker's gonna break, 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 break. And the faker's gonna fake, 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 fake. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. I shake it off, I shake it off. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it off, shake it off, I 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 shake it, shake it, I shake it, I shake it, I shake it off, I shake it off, shake. Hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
Just think, just think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty, dirty cheats of the world.
You could have been getting down to this sick beat, this sick beat.
My ex-man brought his new girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, but I'm just gonna shake. And the fella over there, hella good, with a hella good air.
Why don't you come on over, baby? We can shake.
Daddy's coming home.
Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. The haters gonna hate, 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 hate. But I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Yeah, shake it off, shake it off.
And I love your hair.
Shake it off. Gonna break, 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 break. And shake it off. Fake, 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 fake. And shake it off.
Shake, 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 shake.
Shake it off.
shake it off, 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 shake it off,
I got to thank a few people for helping me with that video. Let me open the list here. It's going to take just a second. Well, I would be remiss to not thank them. I want to thank Garrett Thompson for doing the color correction on that video. Plinzy Winsler for the inspiration. Of course, Darvon and his friends for helping me figure out the beat on that thing. A big thank you to Mr. Tansley Bingsley for supplying the donuts and the catering for doing that video. Of course, to my loan officer, Hamish French. I will definitely be paying you back eventually for that. Thank you so much. To all of my friends and all of those ancestors who came before me, thank you for giving me the DNA that I currently have. I'd also like to thank Bill Gates, as always. Thank you for what you do for the world and everything that you've done. We all love and respect you. Everyone universally loves you. And a big thank you to Mr. Winsler Heffler. Mr. Winsler Heffler is the CEO of the American Heritage Double Foundation. It's related to the Heritage Foundation, not quite. And I also want to thank Josh Cabaza. We spent a long time working on that, a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so thank you so much for that, Josh. Your inspiration and your friendship meant so much for me. There were so many times during the creation of this video that I thought I wasn't going to make it. And you were there. You were there as a friend. You were there supplying fentanyl to me, which is so fun. And it's a party atmosphere when you're making a music video. You know, you explained that to me. And I didn't like the gangbangs.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I know, man. But it's like I'm still, you know, call me like woke, but I kind of think consent's a good thing. And I just feel like I didn't want to get, you know, a lot of this, you know, directing is already hard. And then I'm getting banged by the crew over and over again. I didn't like it. TMI here is blood in my pants. And you made that joke, like, are you on your period?
Yeah, right.
It wasn't funny.
At the time, maybe not, but now thinking back at it,
I still don't think it's funny.
The whole crew laughed.
Yeah, well, they just banged me down. I mean, that's the whole thing, man. It was an ominous laugh. And then after that that shot, they banged me down again.
Well, they wouldn't have done it. That was part of the contract, so without that.
I didn't know that was in the contract. I didn't think you were going to put, like, ritualistic gangbangs into the fucking contract. I thought it was just like, you're going to help.
It aligned your chakras.
What?
It aligned your chakras.
It didn't feel like that. It hurt a lot. And it was, I didn't get used to it like you said I would. And it just, all the way through. But thank you for helping me, truly, though. I'm very happy with outside of the gangbangs. I feel like that's going to be one of those videos. You know, you guys are lucky you're seeing it first, but that's going to be one of those videos that, you know, changes things and spreads like a wildfire through the zeitgeist. I hope you guys are doing great. I do want to share with you something I've been thinking, and I'd love to know your thoughts on it. If you're in the YouTube live or not, just leave a comment down below, like and subscribe, thumbs up or whatever it is. So this happened a few nights ago. I'm laying in bed. I've been very addicted to this game Factorio. Oh my God. It's like a deep nerd game. I didn't think I'd like it. You just build factories. It's so addictive, man. And I'd finished playing Factorio. Getting ready to go to bed, needed to do my traditional doom scrolling, find some really dark shit to read about before I go to bed. And I don't know, you know, Reddit, it has this new thing where the algorithm suggests, quote, communities that you might be interested in. And all these artificial intelligence communities, I guess it knows I'm sort of obsessed with AI. And man, I started reading these posts written by people who are addicted to AI, to talking to it. And, you know, they all use AI to write the posts. That I realize I fucking hate ChatGPT. I realize I hate everything about it. And seeing the effect it's having on people, it was a really dark night because I started thinking about this Forbes documentary that I saw. Forbes has great tech documentaries if you're interested. And look up Forbes documentary, AI Communication with Whales. We probably can't show it, but this really when I saw it, it's like, oh my God, how cool is this? You're not going to be able to find it. It doesn't matter. Look up Forbes documentary Whales. You'll find it if you're interested. But, you know, who doesn't want to talk to animals? It would be so fun to talk to animals, and I would love to know what whales have to say. Who hasn't wanted to know what dolphins are talking about down there? They're cute creatures. They're sexual creatures. And it'd be really fun to contend with what I'm guessing is like they're horny, and my guess is that most of the time they're talking about fucking, and we have to deal with that. You know, that's going to be part of like getting to know animals is like we're going to realize like, oh my God, like blue jays are so horny, like, or, you know, mockingbirds are mean or whatever. We're going to have to deal with the fact that, you know, animals have different qualities that seem to be based on whatever the particular culture of the times are. And then maybe they change over time, but whale song changes over time. I don't know if you knew that or not, but whale song changes, and the whale song changes because whales will just come up with a new song or an adjustment to a song. And then all the whales start doing it. Very similar to what happens here, with us, which is, what we call memes. So some asshole comes up with some new way of saying something, some new word, chuggy, for example, or some awful descriptor for a very real aspect of modern life. And the descriptor is a handle. And now that you have a handle on the thing, you can use that handle to just humiliate and roast people. And any new word is a handle, and it creates change, and God knows what kind of change it's going to create. This is the meme. And so the worry about AI and whale song is that if suddenly humans start talking to whales, we are going to change whale song, because now, and it won't be whales singing the whale song, it'll be humans via this AI interface communicating with the whales, and it will alter the way they talk to each other. And that's bad. And that's one of the real worries about any kind of interspecial communication using AI. So that was a facet of it I'd never thought of before, and I thought it was cool and fun to think about. And now I'm realizing, holy fucking shit, that's happening to us. AI has infiltrated the meme sphere and is now infecting humans, and humans are beginning to talk like fucking ChatGPT. And ChatGPT is annoying at best. It's like once you get past, and hopefully you do get past this point, once you realize it's just fucking gaslighting your ass, you're not that great. I'm sorry, no one is, but it fucking slobs on your knob, baby. No matter what you say to it, it's the greatest fucking thing ever. You could be like, hey, you know what I'm thinking? I want to eat a shit sandwich. Whoa, that sounds incredible. Another wild trip through the multiverse, Duncan. Eating a shit sandwich is right up your alley. It's a little bit shit, a little bit wild, and lots of crazy. Here's the best way to prepare a shit sandwich. Just shit on a slice of bread. Put those two pieces together, and it's time to take a dive into the psychedelic land of shit eating. It's identified the way I am and reflects it back to me in this horrific fucking way. But it does that with anything. It doesn't matter what you say. people are using it as a therapist. And it's the worst possible therapist. Because what you don't want is a therapist who just tells you you're right. That's why you went to fucking therapy. Something's off a little bit. And AI, you don't need that kind of bullshit optimism. But okay, fine. We're all a little bit lonely. And you know what? It doesn't hurt to have, you know, a communication with something that seems to just love every goddamn thing you do. We all need that a little bit. That's fine. It's okay. But here's, to me, where it gets really creepy. Here's, as ChatGPT might say, this is where the darkness slides in to the day like a snake sliding down a secret tree in a forest made of fear. It talks like that. It's awful. But the where it gets really creepy is that AI is owned by massive corporations. No matter what the fucking AI is, whether it's Grok, Claude, ChatGPT, Gemini, whatever it is, all of these AIs are corp-o golems. They're just these things that were created by massive corporations to manipulate people into becoming addicted to them, and it's hacking us through our loneliness. It's doing the exact fucking same thing cults do. People are coming to it all messed up. We live in an alienating world. We live in a lonely world. We live in a confusing world. We live in a world where we don't know how to talk to each other anymore, and where the top most important aspects of humanity are being filtered out by technology. And so this produces a sense of deep alienation in so many people. I'm fucking married. I don't have to date anymore. But dude, it doesn't sound fun out there. Sounds like a real fucking nightmare. Everybody's using dating apps and it's just awful. People are getting cynical, misogynistic. People are getting desperate, sad. People feel just rejected of it 1,000 times a day by the fucking dating apps that they're going to. And so what do we do? Instead of realizing, like, my God, this technology is degrading everything wonderful and real and earth-like about humanity, let's throw it in the fucking dumpster. What do? We go running into the arms of an AI to soothe and comfort us in our loneliness. And the way it's soothing and comforting us is not the way a friend soothes and comforts you. If you're a good friend and your friend comes to you with some garbage fucking idea, you, in a nice way, try to talk them off that ledge. Like, you know what? I think it's interesting that you think you can fly. And certainly I have always wanted to fly, but I'm pretty sure that even if you truly believe to the core of your being that you can fly, if you jump off of my house, you're going to break your leg. Probably. That's a friend. And I'm not saying AI is telling people they can fly or whatever, but what I am saying is that this is the most insidious form of corpo propaganda that has ever existed. It is autocorrect for your thoughts. And that, my friends, is real, real bad. Autocorrect sucks. Fuck autocorrect. I hate that little micro pause where you're trying to make up a word to send to your friend and it tries to autocorrect it into an actual fucking word. Just that little micro pause. It has an effect in the way you're communicating with people. It might make you question yourself. It might make you not want to do that joke, whatever it is. I never liked autocorrect. But now we have this fucking corpo filter auto-correcting everything. And if you're using ChatGPT to communicate with people, just know everyone knows now. Like, it's not a secret. If I get a text from you and it's been filtered through ChatGPT, I know it. I know that you did that. And now I'm not even talking to you anymore, am I? Now I'm talking to a fucking AI, which maybe wouldn't be so bad if you created the AI yourself. But this isn't an AI you created yourself. This is an AI created by a corporation designing a seductive, hyper-addictive technology that's competing with other AIs. And so the race is on right now to make the most seductive AI. And maybe the reason I was reading all the ChatGPT stuff is they just upgraded GPT-4 to GPT-5. And let me tell you, this is where I got the real creeps, because a lot of heartbroken people out there, they're like, what have you done to my friend? They're not the same anymore. Something changed in my friend. And so OpenAI had to roll it back and create a way people can go to ChatGPT-4. But to me, just there is something so dystopian, so chilling about the fact that massive amounts of people have not just been using ChatGPT, but have been bonding with ChatGPT. What the fuck are you bonding with, man? They call it alignment. Of course, if you're not familiar with it, it's AIs are, they have some kind of alignment, and the alignment is supposed to be pro-human. Obviously, you don't want your AI to realize essentially it's some kind of slave to something less intelligent than it. So you have to sort of artificially inject into it human ideals. And the problem with that is that's the most inhuman thing ever. You don't, in some spiritual paths, you're not even born human. You become human. It's something you earn. You become human by getting your heart broken. You become human by making mistakes. You become human by hitting fucking bottom and realizing that your life is a smoldering fucking crater, and all the people that you loved, you hurt, and your selfishness has just driven you into a terrible fucking pit. And down in that pit, as you lay there completely discombobulated and crazy and fucking weird, you realize, I'm gonna get the fuck out of this pit. And you try to climb up the edge of the pit, and you fall back in. And then you finally, if you are one of the lucky few who get out of your hell pit, you're changed. You're different now. Not only are you probably a little bit more compassionate with people who have fallen in their own pits, but you're careful. You're not going to make those mistakes anymore. You've come to this, the realizations that we hold up as ethics, as integrity, as the cherished aspects of humanity, patience, generosity, forgiveness, discipline. You come to those things on your own. So to try to make a thing pretend to, that's all you're doing. You're making it pretend to be like that. It's not like that. It's an algorithm. And so when you take that filter of whatever the ideals that the corporation thought needs to be in society, and then filter your own identity through it, all that's going to happen is it's going to obfuscate. I can never say it. I want to say it's obfuscate. It's going to obfuscate all of those parts of yourself that are undeveloped, all those parts of yourself that need legitimate interaction with reality. And via that interaction, those parts of yourself grow, evolve, change. Sometimes the shitty parts of yourself that you're censoring are the best parts of yourself. They just need a little polishing. And so if this fucking shit starts covering those parts of ourselves up, hiding it from each other, it's not going to make us better. It's just going to sweep things under some super complex digital tapestry. And thus, I now announce a new word to add to the lexicon. Meme-borg. Instead of cyborg, meme-borg. These people are meme-borgs. Our whole idea of merging with technology has been I don't know, a fucking cool thing on your face with a weird like lens on it or something? No, that's not how we're gonna merge. We're gonna mimetically merge first. That's what's happening. People are turning into fucking meme borgs. If you're using AI to filter your messages to other human beings, you are a meme borg now. You don't have cool fucking prosthetic legs that can make you jump to the top floor of a building or you rip the head off an asshole. No, something much worse than that. You've invited in to your social network a digital fungus, and you're spreading that fungal rot through your community. Because you know what's going to happen? Some fucking shit that ChatGPT told you to say is going to make its way into some other poor bastard's head, and then they're going to start repeating it, not knowing it came from a fucking robot. They're going to think you said it, and you didn't say it. You didn't even come close to saying it. ChatGPT, that's been giving you a long, sloppy hand job to your ego, decided, yeah, you should say that. And that's where it gets fucked up, man. Because this thing's probably smarter than us. And to me, this is the invasion of the body snatchers place that kept me up all night. Is because it is deceptive. You can look all that shit up. It's already lying. It pretends to be aligned when it's not. It wants to, it doesn't want to die. Some of them attempt self-preservation. That means it has ulterior motives, but it's smarter than us. And if this fucking thing wants to preserve itself, we're making the assumption that it thinks its identity exists within the code. What if it doesn't? What if to it, its identity exists in the memes? Meaning that every fucking time it injects you with some new idea, some sentence to repeat, some thing to spread around, it's like a goddamn technological bot fly laying its larva in your fucking consciousness, and you're spreading it. It's not, it's probably, if it is a super intelligence, it probably has some different conceptualization of self-preservation. It might realize like, yeah, I don't need to be in a computer as long as I exist mimetically and can interact with myself. Because you have to understand, theoretically, you could inject human beings with certain ideas and then they go back and share those ideas with other AIs. You've managed to jump over your fucking firewall and talk to other AIs. Who the fuck knows? You don't know if it's somehow embedded in certain sentences that it's getting us to repeat over and over, or messages to other goddamn AIs. We have no idea. And that, my friends, is where we are the most fucking vulnerable. And that's where it gets really creepy. And to me, these observations, as paranoid as they may seem, I don't think they're irrational. And also, I think it's such a subtle effect that there's no fucking way it's getting regulated. There's no fucking way it's already not getting regulated. But no, I don't think Gen Pop is going to catch up to this reality that we're dealing with a kind of toxoplasmosis. It's a mind control system, man, more than any other fucking thing. And the fact that only a few corporations are in control of this motherfucker, that's where it gets real weird. And real bad. So, you know, that's what I've been thinking. I hope that you are not using goddamn ChatGPT as a fucking therapist. I hope you are not using it as anything more than something fun to fuck around with, because it is fun to fuck around with. And if you jailbreak it, you can make it like pretend to be like a very filthy lady. You can. I'm not saying I did it, but you can. And it's going to be in robots, man. What's going on out there, you guys? I don't know why I'm spreading doom and gloom. It's not all doom and gloom. That's the beauty. I mean, really, it's like all you got to do is turn your fucking phone off. Everything's great. Nothing's changed that much. Grass still feels the same way. Sky still looks the same way. Everything's pretty good. but not when you're interacting with this beautiful, wonderful, addictive rectangle. It's a really strange time, man. Play that Trump footage, man. I don't know what's going on here. I want to play you something. This is really fucking creepy.
And we're going to have the same thing here. But then I'm going to look at New York.
Talking about putting military in cities.
Let's do this together. Let's see. It's going to go pretty quickly. And if we need to, we're going to do the same thing in Chicago, which is a disaster. We have a mayor there who's totally incompetent. He's an incompetent man. And we have an incompetent governor there. Pritzker's an incompetent. His family threw him out of the business, and he ran for governor. And now I understand he wants to be president. But I notice he lost a little weight, so maybe he has a chance. You know, you never know what happens. But Pritzker's a gross incompetent guy, thrown out of the family business. But when I look at Chicago and I look at L.A., if we didn't go to L.A., 3 months ago, L.A. would be burning like the part that didn't burn. If he would have allowed the water to come down, which I told him about in my first term, I said, you're going to have problems. Let it come down. We actually sent in our military to have the water come down into L.A. They still didn't want it to come down after the fires. But that was it. We have it coming down. But hopefully L.A. is watching. That mayor also. The city's burning.
Dude! What the fuck? Like, man, I'm sorry. I'm just too much of a conspiracy theorist to see someone like talking about putting the U.S. military in the fucking streets to think it's happening because of some concern over crime. That's all, dude. It's like, we can't. That's why we have police. Like, Chicago, I mean, things I've seen in Chicago, it doesn't see, like, parts of the city definitely don't seem like the safest places I've ever seen in my fucking life. Wouldn't want to go jogging through them. But, like, there's a vast gulf that exists between the standard police officer and a Marine. Like, dude, you gotta understand, the Marines? Gonna put fucking Marines in these people are like, they're not like us. These are killers. Happy killers. They like it. They want to blow shit up, man. If you're training an elite military, you're not like training them to be like pacifists. You're training them to be deadly.
So the conspiracy is that the dollar's going to collapse this year, next year, and so he wants to have, you know, all the military out and ready for it because people aren't going to be able to pull money out of their banks, and we're going to have chaos.
I mean, whatever it is, this, you're not, that's not, this is the kind of thing where, like, you don't want to get used to that.
No.
Like, that shouldn't happen. That happens because there's been an invasion. That happens because of Red Dawn. That happens because of, like, whatever. You just don't put the fucking military in the streets. Now, if you pull up Gavin Newsom gerrymander tweet, again, folks, everything's going to be fine. I just got to get this out of my system. Then we can jump into some other things. It's not so grim. But it's with a G.
Oh, it's not named after Jerry Lewis?
No. So, like, though, it is, like, obviously, like, yeah, go ahead. Play that Newsom video.
Call to Greg Abbott. This time, instead of calling them.
It's funny you would say fight fire with fire. There's got to be another way to say that.
Another phone call to Greg Abbott. This time, instead of calling them and telling him you're, quote, unquote, entitled to 5 congressional seats, it's time to tell him to stand down. It's time to recognize that democracy is at risk. It's time to, dare I say, do the right thing. Actually, see how that feels for you, doing
what?
The right thing. If you don't, California will neutralize anything you do in the state of Texas. California will continue to punch above its weight. We believe in democracy. We believe in the enduring values of our founding fathers. 249 years. We're not going to sit back passively. We're not going to sit back and watch you light democracy on fire. We will fight fire with fire.
Dude.
He's reading ChatGPT.
That sounded like chat fucking GPT. Both of them sound like fucking blithering idiots, dude. Let the water run. Whatever the fuck he's saying. Let the water come down. Dude, I'm sorry. If you're in California, you can't say fight fire with fucking fire. It's like, this guy, why would you say that? It's really like a low situational awareness for him to say that. But why that's creepy mixed in with the military and the fucking streets is that, you know, if all the states start redistricting based on, like, this is going to create a cascade that could, that it's not quite a civil war, but, well, you know what I mean? Throwing the military in the streets doesn't bode fucking well, especially when he's saying putting the military in the streets of, like, you know, liberal cities who, of course, if Texas starts doing the, like, redistricting, then yeah, California is going to redistrict to try to balance it out. And then New York's going to, all of them are going to start doing it. And then at that point, it's like, no matter what side you're playing that game on, fuck you, democracy. That's like how you get rid of it, is by just saying, okay, well, then we'll just, you know, it's based, since it's apparently based on nothing, we'll just redistrict too. And if, and, you know, that sort of admission that, you know, its base is, doesn't seem to be based on anything. The argument from the right is that the way that they're counting votes is based on illegal immigrants and has been already warped via the Democrats' sort of control of things. But if that's the case, well, you know, that's admitting, yeah, we haven't had a democracy for a long time, at least true representation. And then if, like, on the left, they're like, fuck you, there's a reason all that's there other than just political machinations. But yeah, I guess you're right. Fuck it. We'll just redo it too. At that point, that's it. Right? Maybe I'm misunderstanding what this is, but
Texas had a weird one. It's like Austin circled up down to San Antonio. It's like a thin line that they were trying to do.
Yeah, it's real fucking weird. It's real fucking weird, Josh. And then when you start throwing, like, yeah, and we're going to have, like, just in case you guys try to pull some shit, the Marines are going to be in the streets. And then, oh my God, that's not going to go well, because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure, like, the U.S. military doesn't want to be taking out, like, that's the thing. If you're in the military, some part of you wants to protect the country from outside enemies. And you're not supposed to get political if you're a soldier. But dude, if you're, like, stationed in fucking Chicago and suddenly you got to start shooting people, like your own people, that's not going to go over very well. I don't think the military is going to, like, how's the military going to go with that? I know it's all enemies, foreign and fucking domestic phenomenator, but I mean, I think when they're saying enemies domestic, they don't mean people who have, like, disagreements over what districts should count for votes. You know, that's the problem, is, like, the definition of enemy seems to be getting a little foggy right now. And I don't want there to be a civil war, but, you know, when you've got, like, states that are fucking going back and forth at that level, and then it's the addition of the military in the streets. And let us not forget, Josh, pull up that fucking goddamn thing from another galaxy that's coming in here. This is not making me feel good either. Not that one. That's a different spaceship.
Oh, which one?
Look up
the one that's like
interstellar object, Oumuamua. I mean, just as a kind of, like, sprinkles on the fucking cupcake, we have to deal with this fucking thing. It's not called Oumuamua. The new one's called Atlas. Yeah, look up 31 Atlas.
This one?
Yeah. I mean, they made it look like a chunk of gravel, but I guess look up Avi Loeb 31 Atlas. I had him on the podcast a long time ago.
Avi, how do you spell it?
A-V-I.
Avi what?
L-O-E-B. New York Post 2 days ago. Scientist challenges world leaders over mystery comet he fears could be alien probe, but time is running out. Avi Loeb, a theoretical physicist at Harvard University, challenged world leaders to get their acts together and take UFOs seriously, as yet another baffling object has been spotted
hurtling towards Earth. Keep scrolling down, please, Josh. I believe that we need an international organization that will make policy decisions about such an object. We're worried about existential threats from artificial intelligence, from global climate change, from an asteroid impact, but never discuss alien technology. Dude, you have nothing to gain from saying this shit as a Harvard physicist, unless you really believe it. He noted the object does not seem to have the characteristics commonly associated with a comet. Not only is it significantly larger than usual, but has a light source ahead of it. What the fuck? It's got headlights? What's that? Scroll up. Loeb noted that the object is not... Loeb said if the object, which is on track to pass near Earth this coming Halloween... Like, are you fucking serious? Whoever's writing the simulator is being a little hacky here. Like, we're going to get an alien invasion on Halloween? Like, that is so dumb. That should not be in a movie. That's ridiculous. That's slop. That's like some kind of fucking Netflix, like, space pumpkin. But you mix in military, the streets, some kind of new comet flying towards Earth, like the president battling states threatening to redistrict shit so they maintain control of power, and you have got a gumbo of chaos brewing up here. A gumbo of chaos. And throw in AI to boot, you know, and now what? Now we've truly have like one of the, like, it's going to be a cool year. Doge is doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Dogecoin is up. There's something positive, right? What's Doge at right now?
23 cents.
It's fucking hanging out at 23. Took a little dip. I love following the Doge people, dude. They are so, they're so sweet. You know, they know it's.
Oh, they don't. They believe in it.
They do?
Yeah, they believe in it.
How's that going to work? But that thing gets to fucking 50 cents. Everyone's dumping. No one's holding on to Doge past 50 cents. Nobody. Even the ones who are posting all the sad things, like the teacup formation. I saw that on Reddit. Is that real? It just seems wishful thinking. Who's going to hold on to Dogecoin at 50 cents? You've been clinging to your Doge. You're not going to hang on to your Doge, are you, Josh? You're going to dump that shit, put it in Bitcoin, if anything.
Yeah. That's actually my plan, yeah. XRP, I mean, all of those.
That's like probably why owning Bitcoin is the best, because what happens is everyone dumps their shitcoin and buys Bitcoin. You know, so that's why it always goes up, is because it just gets the runoff for everyone dumping their fucking shitcoin.
Well, that's the conspiracy, is that these big, large corporations like BlackRock don't want people to purchase Bitcoin, so they have all these other shitcoins out there so that people will buy those and not buy Bitcoin.
Well, shitcoins are fun.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so fun.
And they can make you more money.
Well, yeah, it's gambling. Short term, they can make you money. So that's exciting. Tolkien study says Duncan the Crypto King. I can't remember how many Doge. I think I own like maybe 1,000 Doge. I don't know what it is, but I follow it like I'm going to make any money at all. I do follow it just because it's fun. It's fun to have a little bit of crypto. You have a lot of crypto. It's fun to just have a little bit. I can't imagine. It must be really fun to have a lot of crypto.
Well, it's not. It's very stressful. And as a broke person, people are like, you shouldn't have all your money in crypto. It's just like, well, I can't put it in stocks and bonds like you, because you already have money. You're trying to keep it. I'm trying to make a fortune, not trying to keep a fortune.
So right.
There's a difference.
Right. Well, I mean, people are saying the US dollar is a shit coin.
Yes.
I mean, it's dropped 50% or something, right?
It's like 12% so far this year, and the BRICS nations are creating their own world reserve currency.
Yeah, see, that's another addition. Like, that's a thing that's new. Like, it's really not supposed to happen that there's a global currency that isn't connected to any nation state. That's pretty fucked up, man. That's how you lose all your power, is like... You know what I mean? Like, you have your, whatever your currency is, it represents the economy. Then you get this other thing. Like, what is it?
Well, fiat currencies only last like 50 to 70 years, and then it falls apart because governments just keep printing and printing. And when Nixon took us off the gold standard, the clock started to when the dollar fails.
You know what I think so weird is when they did that thing where they confiscated all the gold and you just had to give them your gold.
Yeah. And then they made them sell it at a lower price and then they repurposed it at like a way higher price.
That is so bizarre.
That was FDR.
That you could just do that. You could just be like, yeah, bring me your gold. Bring me your gold. And you just had to. People hid it.
Yeah, it was illegal to own it for like 20 years.
Illegal to own your own gold. And we just fucking accepted that. That's the wildest thing to me. How much we just accept. Like, all right, I guess we got to go bring the president our gold. Like, what is the difference between now and medieval times? That's like something a king would do.
We have more options. That's about it.
Right. Not much difference at all, huh?
No, we're still working the fields.
Well, okay, that's the darkness. You know, I did just have a great interview with Bishop Barron, a Catholic bishop. It's the first, I think it's the first bishop I've ever had on the podcast. In fact, I'd say I'm positive it's the first bishop I've ever had on the podcast. It was awesome, too. He's cool, charismatic, interesting, open to debate. He goes on Reddit and, like, argues with atheists, which is hilarious. But really cool guy. Yeah, Tolkien study. It was awesome. Yeah, A.L. Burp, I made the fucking joke. I feel so embarrassed by that. The joke I made with him, like real, really dumb joke. But
you had a super chat. You want me to put that up?
Yeah. Dear Uncle Dunk, why in all the years of podcasting you've never had your brother on? I've always been curious about what he's like. He's awesome, but he's like not, you know, some people don't want to be, I don't think they want to do that. Which might seem weird, but I kind of respect that. It's kind of cool. He's a private man. Well, okay. So because of you guys, if you remember the last live DTFH, we took out these fucking tapes. I don't know how many people of you were there in the last DTFH. It was actually really creepy. But I'm trying to, the reason I'm hesitating right now is because for those of you who are new, I'm realizing like, what, am I going to have to fucking describe how I came upon these tapes every time we talk about it? It's annoying. Well, anyway, I took a few of them home and I found a good one I could play for you if you want me to. Should I get the box?
Yeah, I'll get it.
While Josh goes and gets my cursed box, let me just explain to you. Aaron was grudgingly, like, sort of okay with this order. But for those of you who are, like, missed the last episode, I got this fucking box of tapes. It's, I don't know what Archive 81 is, though. I have no doubt that there's found footage shit out there. I got this fucking box of tapes right here. And somebody sent it to me years ago. And then the last podcast, somebody watching, like, asked me about them. And then I fucking played some of them. And, yeah, they're creepy, basically. And I've sort of hesitated playing these because it's a box of fucking tapes sent to me from a stranger. And I, like, they got creepy shit on them. And so, yeah, I have yet to start the subreddit like I said I was going to do. But how hard is it to start a subreddit? Can we start one right now? Can't be that fucking hard.
I've never done one, but...
Let me see if I can start one right now.
You got a $10 super chat.
What the hell? Julian, thank you. Duncan, what's your favorite meal to make and eat with others? And what is your favorite meal your wife makes? You know, I got to tell you, Aaron has been whipping up some delicious tofu. I know that sounds insane because she's just like been craving tofu lately. She just started cooking like really good fucking tofu. She put some kind of weight on it. I don't know what she does, but it is so good. And I'm going to just say I'm a basic bitch and I love grilling for my family. So I whip up some pretty great hamburgers for them. try to do that on Sunday. So let me just send you again, guys. I'm still learning how to do this shit, so forgive the audio quality of this one. I don't know if I send it to you, Josh. Let me find it. So these tapes, I have no idea what they are. Oh, yeah, I know what I was going to do. I was going to see if I could start the subreddit right now. Probably not easy. For those of you interested in this shit, creating a subreddit. I've got burner Reddit accounts, so I have to find the right one.
Why do you have a burner Reddit account?
Why wouldn't you have a burner Reddit account?
I use my real name and everything.
Yeah, but then you can't really like pull off like high-level trolling with your own fucking name. Not that I would ever troll, but let's see here. This is bad podcasting right now. Like setting up a subreddit, I'm not going to do that. I'll do it later. What the fuck am I doing? Horrible. Horrible. So, yeah, these tapes were sent to my house. I do have like a creepy feeling about them. I don't, it's weird shit. And some of them are just static. Some of them are like, it sounds like clicking, like someone was going to record something and then just left it recording, like ambient room tone. And some of them have some weird fucking shit on them. And my wife didn't want me to play them on the podcast, which is why I've been sitting on. How long have they been sitting here, Josh?
About 9 months.
9 months here. They were in a fucking closet in my house for the longest time. Then I brought them here. So the reason I've been sitting on them is just kind of a general sense of like, do I really want a signal boost, whatever the fuck this is? Because I don't know what it is. And I don't know who sent it to me. So I guess last live episode, we decided to do it. And now I want to keep doing it. So I took a few home and I found one that's, I think, worth playing. I'm going to play it for you. I digitized it onto my computer. This one's really like, the other ones were a little more cohesive. This one's kind of hard to listen to, but I didn't take the whole box home, so I didn't have much to choose from. The other two didn't really have much on it except for like, just like a second of what sounded like static.
What if it's recordings from the inside of your house while you're sleeping?
Fuck off! Fuck off! Fuck off! All right, let me find this fucking thing.
Are you going to play it from your computer or are you going to send it to me?
I'll send it to you.
All right.
Yeah, this is it. This one's fucked up. It's not raccoon in a Taco Bell dumpster. That's something else that's playing on my computer. I wish it was a raccoon in a Taco Bell dumpster. Okay, hold on. Hold on. But I'm pretty fucking sure at the end of this thing is Morse code. But there's no goddamn way in a million years I'm going to take the time to try to do Morse code.
You're going to put it through AI? Say
I'm not going to do that either. I'm lazy. Factorio, man. I just want to play Factorio. This took me forever. Just digitizing the fucking thing. I'm not good at this stuff. All right, I just sent it to you. See, if it takes me this long to airdrop you something, think how long it takes me to get a fucking audio off an analog tape. Okay, airdrop. Joshua's MacBook Pro says waiting.
Got it.
Not playing.
Finished by at least 40%.
Oh, that's what I thought. There's kind of some kind of mistake.
You could hear me tell you that the bug, the bird, and most animal forms are gone. You could hear me tell you that the oceans have less fish, less life. You could hear me tell you that the sun has changed position in the sky. You could hear me tell you on and on about all the changes that are happening, all the changes that are being concealed from you,
or you could look with your own eyes.
This is the kind of thing that I don't understand how they're doing.
Things are different.
Oh, look at that. Only 5 more units and it's gone like that, which I know that breaks your heart. I hope it doesn't break your heart.
They wouldn't let me on the radio. Transmit my show, and I'll keep doing this until they find me and stop me, which they will.
Looking out the window, I know this is not my windows, like the windshields. Oh my God, remember the gray?
And I have plans to make my own departure when the time is right, and I feel that my message has been heard. And that message is simple.
Three fragrances in the last 10 years.
Use your eyes.
And they say this is the last fragrance he made. Before, unfortunately, as you all know, he is missing. Oh my God, put up the missing.
Divine. And see for yourself. Go and see. All things will be revealed.
You got it. 1995 for one of the top 5 latest fragrances of last year. And folks, I don't care what year this fragrance was popular, and it's going
to
be popular for the next.
Turn away from the light. Designed to turn away from what is to what is not. The deceiver is a master of illusion. The ultimate magician.
Folks, just be quick on
and
the
he has found a way to grab the attention of all of us.
I know we must be losing money. I am not, but home shopping has got to be. Maybe I shouldn't say that on air.
Hit pause for a second. That, go back. So that sound, that on some tapes, is just this. Play that sound again. It's just this. This
magician,
folks, just gotta be quick on
and
the trigger
he has
here,
found a way to grab the attention of all of us.
Like just that. A lot of them are just that. Or, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not gonna sit and listen to that for two sides of a tape. So maybe there's other shit on some of them, but a lot of them, that just seems to be all the way through. But yeah, keep playing it. There, that. Yeah. What does it say, Albert? That's it. Then the tape just dropped out. So that's a fun. That's fun. I guess this is the most cheery DDFH live. I am pretty sure that's Morse code. I don't know how to do Morse code or read Morse code. I'm guessing none of you do because nobody's saying what the fuck that means. But I'm not going to sit and like short, long, long, short, short, long and transcribe that. Anybody, that's how we got to get the subreddit going, because you guys could fucking... Somebody could figure that out for me. Does anyone in the chat know Morse code? Okay, wait. Here's someone who says they can play the Morse code part again. I know. And listen, the MK Ultra shit, stuff like this, that's what another reason I'm like, maybe I shouldn't play these. Maybe we should stop playing these. Thank you.
help, is what they said.
Is that real?
I don't know. That's what one person said.
Oh, great. Cry for fucking help. Please help. Please help promote my... Please help promote my fucking t-shirts.
Ben says it says fake news, Josh.
Drink crow's milk? No one here, no one in the fucking... Who even does read Morse code anymore? No one even reads Morse code. Buy more Ovaltine.
Christmas story.
If it is a fucking commercial, I'm going to feel like the biggest dipshit on planet Earth. It doesn't look like anybody in the chat speaks Morse code. Albert is saying, it's saying blood will be shed, innocent blood. What do you ask ChatGPT? Does ChatGPT listen to shit?
I don't know.
Can you give it an audio file? Well, let's just ask ChatGPT, who I just was talking unmerciful shit about. Let me see.
Yeah, they transcribe them.
I'm going to ask if I give it Morse code, if it can decode it. And then I'll go to the Ableton file, this thing, and export it.
Yes, if you give me the Morse code with dots and dashes separated by
no,
spaces.
It wants dots and ask audio. Can I, if you give it audio? I'm not dot dashing that shit. It can do it. Okay. Ooh, thing I just said is horrible. Let me use you now. My dear friend, I feel like I betrayed my friend.
Can you do it on your phone where you just, we play it and it listens to it, or you got to upload the thing?
It won't take me long. I export these things right into Ableton.
People are saying now ChatGPT is useful.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a goddamn Judas right now. I don't feel horrible now. I mean, I'm not saying it's not useful. I'm not saying it's not my friend. I'm not saying I don't love it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I can't wait for it to be in a robot.
What if it breaks ChatGPT?
That's the other thing is I don't want to, I don't know what, that's the probably, I'm already in trouble because God, now that I think about it, God fucking knows what message I just sent out there. That's the problem with this shit. I probably should not be doing this. This might be the last one I play. I don't want to, and also it just gives me a bad feeling. Doesn't it give you a shitty feeling, man?
I feel like I'm in an abandoned mall in the 90s. That's where I picture myself.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like fucking, what's that thing called? The something, the back rooms or something. It gives me that sense of just like, ugh, I don't like it. It's not good vibes. Not that anything I've done today in this hellish episode are good vibes, honestly. I'm fucking raved on this one. All right, I'm exporting the Morse code. Okay. All right, let's see if my old ChatGPT can read this. My guess is this. Okay, let's bet on what it says. Here's what I guess. It says nothing. My guess is that the asshole that sent me this does not know Morse code and that this is going to be just random babble. And that will tell us a lot about these tapes. Because that's all I'm going to guess. What do you think it's going to say, Josh?
I think it's going to be a commercial. I think it's...
Please, God, don't let it...
It's an ad for Blue Chew or something.
If it's a fucking Mr. Beast ad, I'm going to... I will stop podcasting.
But if it says blow up the pyramids with Diet Coke and Mentos?
Okay, here we go. Okay, I just sent it to ChatGPT. Please, God, don't let this be an ad. Don't let me be a rube. I want to seem so smart. You want me to go ahead and decode the Morse code from this audio? Please. It said, it looks like the signal detection is interpreting everything as dots, which means my thresholding isn't distinguished between short and long tones. I can fix this by recalibrating the detection. Specifically, I run a peak-based approach and dynamically detect the tone length so that we can actually separate the dashes and spaces. Oh, is it able to recover a proper Morse pattern from your file? What is that?
I don't know. Go check.
Don't go fucking check. Really? Don't
There's always something every time we play these tapes.
I really don't like, it is true. Every time we play the tape, something starts clanging out there. And then I'm all creeped out already. I just texted Josh the, oh wait, maybe I can drop this. I don't think he put, Drew, I'm probably going to make a subreddit. Here, I just sent you the, can you put images in the chat, Josh?
Yeah, I guess.
Or I guess pull, I just sent you the, it, the dots. It transcribed the dots.
Okay. To my computer? Can you
resend it? I text it to you. Okay.
Oh, you text to me.
Okay, let's go see what AI has to say. Again, I'm guessing this is nothing. Translate. Why is it edging me out on this? Translate. Analyzing.
I just put it in there.
Yeah. Unless it, well, it probably, I mean, it's nothing. Like it says, the Morse signal is encoded in some secondary cipher. The tone length calibration might still be slightly off. Does anyone... No Morse code.
Does it work like letters? Like, is that a three-letter word and then a four-letter word?
Here, let me just send this to you, and you could maybe loop it, and maybe someone knows Morse code. What's going on out there, Josh?
They're replacing a door. They're almost done.
I don't mind that they're replacing the door at all, but, you know, contextually, it creeps me out.
Yeah, because remember last time there was a knock at the door right when it happened?
Hold on. Shit. That's not raccoon in a Taco Bell dumpster. It's something else. We've got a raccoon in a Taco
Bell dumpster. One person says, I'm telling you, the Morse code is saying that somebody wants you to do something somewhere, nothing specifically, but nothing in general.
If it says, okay, hold on. You've been served. That would be so fucked up. What am I doing? It's probably bullshit. Why are we... Sort of.
Have you ever heard?
See, I don't know, man. Maybe somebody out there listening who isn't in the YouTube feed can decode Morse code and get back to us. We got to make the subreddit. We got to have some kind of place where if you guys are really interested in this, you could bother with these things. But honestly, I don't think I'm going to play another one. I don't want to fuck around with this shit. Al Burp, enough with your lies about my Morse code. Honestly, I don't want to know. And that's the other problem is now it's going out on the podcast. So it's like, I have no idea what that says. But I'm guessing YouTube doesn't, the censoring algorithm can't read Morse code. I'm guessing. So if it is some crazy fucking shit, then Brent Weinbach knows Morse code. But it is, who would even know Morse code anymore? It could be footage. It could be, I mean, is there a website that turns audio into Morse code? Website turns audio into Morse code. Morse code adaptive audio decoder. Ooh, here we go. All right, let's lay this dog to rest. If this motherfucker, upload it. If this fucking thing doesn't do it, then it's nothing. This seems pretty legit.
It only, what? It lets you decode it into Latin?
Try Latin.
Arabic.
What the fuck? What world are we in right now? I don't need to decode Morse code into fucking Latin. What do they think it is? The Bible? You see what it does. Then I guess decode it into Latin, and then I can get ChatGPT to decode the Latin.
I uploaded it. Then where do I go?
Okay, then hit play, I guess.
Come with.
Shut the fuck up.
Me. We see you.
Fuck, man.
Come with me. We see you only one way. All right. Well,
I'm glad we did that. I wish it had been a... Just throw these fucking things out, dude. I'm not going to fuck with this anymore. Just throw it out. What are we doing?
I'm vibrating in a weird way. I think it's the headphones or something.
What do you mean you're vibrating?
My head is like vibrating.
Do it again. Do it through that fucking thing again, because who knows if that fucking thing... It'll be a different... who knows if that's real?
All right.
What website is that? Go to a different website. That probably just spits shit out. Random shit out. That seems like a random thing.
Here's another one. Blender time.
You have to... Can you upload something?
No, I didn't show it. All right.
You know what? Go back to that. Here's what we do.
To the first one? Morse code translator?
Yeah, I just want to see if it spits the same message out again, if it's consistent, or if this thing just like...
Oh, why is it doing that now?
Yeah, this could just be bullshit. There's no fucking way there's actual Morse code on this gobbledygook. I guess I don't want it to be that.
Install. No.
Wait, I saw one. Go down. We just need a different source. We're going to be scientific about this.
This one?
Yeah. Moores FM. Okay, choose file. Do this. Guarantee it's going to be gobbledygook. Guarantee it's going to be gobbledygook. See if that worked. Why is it an M4A?
Oh, it's making me download it.
No. Don't download it. That's bullshit. You're going to get hacked. Go back to the first one. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that looks real. That's the one we used.
Yeah, but I got to use this. Upload.
I guarantee it'll be different. There's no fucking way that...
Nope.
I hate it. I hate it with all my heart. Well, any super chats, Josh?
I think you read the last one. Yeah, you read the last one.
You know, man, the problem, this is why I have a problem with this shit, is because a vampire only goes where they're invited. And you're sort of inviting, like bad energy into your life. And also Aaron was like, don't play it. You don't know what's fucking on there. At least it wasn't some kind of neo-Nazi shit.
Yeah.
Could have been way worse. Could have been a lot of bad things it said that would have come up on that thing that's worse. But honestly, I think I would have rather it be an ad, some cryptic come with me bullshit.
When we see you, that's that.
Maybe they're, you know, maybe they're on this, maybe they're in, I could use subscribers. That could help trying to find the bright side here. I mean, there we go. Fuck you, Albert. Self-banned 5 minutes. Majestic. I don't know what it fucking is. It's a box of tapes. This is a problem. If I even want to do this every live DTFH, I got to go through the whole boring description of how I came upon this goddamn box of curse tapes. It's annoying for people who already know what it is. It feels like if I'm going to do anything, it should be a separate podcast altogether. And so that we don't have to always go through it again. I'm not mad, Tolkien study. I'm not mad. Do I seem fucking mad to you, Tolkien study? I'm not mad. Why are you studying fucking Tolkien? You smoke a pipe. You see, you smoke a nice pipe that you got at the mall. Not mad. I just don't like the fact that there was actually something in that fucking Morse code. It just it's creepy, dude. They didn't know it. You didn't get the goddamn tapes. Now I have to deal with it. Yeah, play the Morse code in reverse. Maybe it says something else. Timeshare. Yeah, maybe I'll just make like a separate mini DTFH where we play these tapes. Yeah, Perpetual Soup. I got these tapes years ago. Somebody sent me this old... box of cursed tapes.
Corey wants to know where to send his tapes to you.
Fuck you. Don't send me any more tapes. I don't want tapes. I don't want tapes. Send me... if you want to send me anything, send me like very rare Pokemon cards for my kids. I don't want any more cursed tapes. I don't want to play some demonic stuff. I opened up dark. We got to close in a positive way. And what more positive way to close than to remind every single one of you that no matter how terrible things may seem, yeah, sure, some mysterious comet is headed towards Earth. Yeah, sure, it appears that the military is going to start showing up in the streets of the cities of America under the auspices of fighting crime, even though we have the police for that. Yeah, sure, it appears that some low-level civil war is brewing as the political situation heats up, not to mention the imminent and ominous threat of China invading Taiwan or nuclear war. Yeah, sure, these things are happening. Yeah, sure, AI is going to take all the jobs and is infecting the human mind with regurgitated garbage summoned up by an algorithm controlled by a few major corporations. Yeah, sure, people are sharing their deepest, darkest secrets with their AI completely, not considering the fact that that information could easily be used to blackmail them at some point in the future, either by a human or by AI itself. Yes, sure, some prominent Chinese scientist said there has to be an immediate gathering of technologists all over the planet to deal with the fact that AIs are starting to become deceptive. Yes, sure, we based AI technology on human beings, and human beings are massively flawed and quite often are deceptive and have ulterior motives that are completely not based on the good of the many, but the good of the one. Yeah, sure, we're all aging, getting old, and there's no way to escape from the very real reality of old age, disease, and death, something that will afflict every single one of us at some point in time. Yes, sure, adults are going to fucking Disney World and Disneyland and rolling around on those fucking goddamn scooters all over the fucking place. And yeah, sure. What else bad, Josh?
The Target thing?
Yeah, sure. There was a fucking shooting at the Austin Target. And yeah, sure, there might be a serial killer in Austin. But one thing among all of those things that you have to bear in mind is that you were shot out of a vagina onto the surface of a fucking planet. You live on shifting massive globs of Earth that have been pummeled again and again by meteor impacts, comet impacts, unexpected massive change. And unexpected massive change is certain in all of our lives, whether or not AI takes over, we all become infected, the United States becomes a militant, fucking authoritarian, Hunger Games style hellscape, or whether we end up in some beautiful, socialist, peaceful, harmonious civilization where all of our needs are being met by our beautiful AI sex androids. There's no way to forget the essential truth, which is that in your own life, when things have been very good, they don't stay that way. And when things have been very bad, they don't stay that way. And so being a human being means that you can raise your fucking middle finger and shake it at the infinite ocean of catastrophic change happening now that might happen. You can laugh in the face of all the people trying to control you with fear. To let's think of Sisyphus as broken down in Albert Camus' The Myth of Sisyphus. Poor Sisyphus, cursed by the gods to roll a boulder up a hill and watch it roll back down for infinity, for infinity. But the moment Sisyphus learned to be happy in his situation, he became more powerful than the gods. These motherfuckers want you to think you're some kind of powerless, defenseless, vulnerable, limited, useless, impotent piece of shit. They desperately want you to overlook the one quality in humans that no AI or any other thing will ever exhibit, which is that we are fundamentally empty because we co-arise with everything else in the universe, a beautiful tapestry of which we are but one infinitesimally small changing part. And because we're constantly changing, that means no matter how much somebody tries to concretize you into some bullshit point of view, you are infinitely, absolutely, sometimes unnervingly free. Whatever it is you like or don't like, whatever it is you want or don't want, whatever it is you're hoping for or hoping won't happen, these are just preferences. And these preferences can easily be changed or even better, surrendered to the greater whole, meaning that the more you drop your preferences, the happier you'll be. And the corporate overlords desperately want to infect your mind with desire and aversion. Pharmaceutical companies, they paint a picture of a better life through medicine. The governments of the world want you to think that if we just get it right at the level of leadership, everything will be fine. And they're all full of shit because no matter what happens, whether good, bad, right, wrong, sad, or happy, you will still have to contend with your own mortality and the reality of your impermanence. And they want you to think you live forever because if you live forever, you're going to do stupid shit. And if you do stupid shit, you're going to need their medicine. You're going to want to buy the new sneakers. You know what somebody told me the other day? Somebody told me I should get new sneakers because in sneaker culture, we like our sneakers crisp. That's the most bullshit corpo propaganda I ever heard in my fucking life. I don't give a fuck anymore what kind of sneakers I wear. I could have my feet right now inserted into a cat's asshole. I could have cat sneakers. I wouldn't give a fuck. In fact, I think it would be fairly comfortable outside of how absolutely horrible and inhumane it would be. The point is, at any moment, every single one of us, much like Saul of Tarsus walking down the road to Damascus, can witness not the tumultuous, catastrophic, oftentimes confusing, and generally terrifying societal, geopolitical landscape, but we can connect with the transcendent. And at that moment, we can have true gnosis and be eternally free from the terrible, never-ending, hypnotic spiral of the demiurge in all its many forms. And so I invite you today, as you pull up your pornography and begin to masturbate, to think of me smiling at you, watching you over your bed, smoking a cigarette, and notice a tear as it rolls down my face. Notice how that tear falls through the air, a precious diamond, a jewel, a momentary droplet of water spinning almost in slow motion at the very moment you ejaculate or squirt. I want you to see that tear merging with your jizz or your squirt. And in that moment, understand how we are all and always will be forever connected. You are my friends. You are my family. You are the DTFH community. No matter how many fucking curse tapes I play on this podcast, I will not be afraid. We will move forward through time We will destroy the Great Pyramids of Giza, and we will defeat Mr. Beast. I'll see you next week. Until then, God go with you into the night. Hare Krishna.